All right, welcome back. Caps Radio 24/7 and the Caps mobile app. Ben Raby back with you here at PNC Arena, continuing to get you set for Game 4 tonight between the Capitals and Hurricanes. Puck drop just past 7 o'clock. Official start of Caps pregame at 6:45 Eastern on 106.7 The Fan, 1500 AM, and right here on Caps Radio 24/7. And chatting right now at the Morning Skate with John Walton. And John, lineup changes, wholesale lineup changes for the Capitals. All four forward trios undergoing some degree of change. And on the back end, Jonas Siegenthaler drawing in for the first time in his postseason career. What sticks out to you when you look at the lineup changes? Again, all four forward trios changed up to a degree, and Jonas Siegenthaler inserted on the back end.
Well, it's a lot. I mean, I think when you look at where this team was, however, and you get one shot in 40 minutes, maybe they need a lot. I think you do need a lot of change coming into a game like this, because the Caps, despite being up 2-1 in this series, and that's good news, you win tonight and you have three chances to push them over the cliff, and you've got a home game at 8 o'clock on Saturday night to start it off. And, you know, you can see this series, this is a huge pivot point tonight. But I think that when you look at this team, in the course of three games, they haven't been very good. I don't think that game one, they took advantage of a team that you look like they were just happy to be here in Carolina. You get off to that really nice start in game one, but Carolina righted themselves pretty quick in that game. Game two, you had a real nice beginning too. But again, Carolina comes back and gets the game tied. In game three, they took you out behind the woodshed. So I think the Caps are pretty fortunate. I think changes were necessary. I think Jonas Siegenthaler, I would have liked to have seen, gotten in a few regular season games at the end. But I think I'm in agreement with the move. Christian Juice looks like someone who has his confidence pretty badly shaken right now. So getting Siegenthaler in, maybe living with a growing pain or two for someone who hasn't been in there, that's fine. I think that the move in the top six, I'm a little surprised by, only because I really liked Wilson with Ovechkin Backstrom at the beginning of game three. We didn't like anything we saw after the first 10 minutes in that game, but the first 10 minutes, I thought they were really good together. And there's no guarantee. I mean, maybe that goes back. If you don't like what you see here tonight, maybe you revert back. You certainly, talking about Todd Reardon now, you've got the opportunity to do that. But listen, you got to shake it up, because for whatever reason, it has not been, we haven't seen a real good effort out of this team yet. The good news is they're up 2-1. And by effort, I mean results, not, I mean the effort's there, but we didn't, you know, game three was awful. I think you need to be able to turn the page pretty quickly. And the good news is it was only one game. You win here tonight. You may not have played your best hockey yet, but you are in a really good position as long as you're going home with a big W tonight.
And that reminds me of something you would say throughout the regular season if the Capitals had a 4-game road trip. I feel like this happened a few times. You would say, big difference between coming home 3-1 on the road trip as opposed to coming home with the even 2-2 mark. Sort of the same situation they face here tonight. What I'm looking at as far as the lineup tweaks as well, we've got Andrei Burakovsky reunited with Lars Eller and Brett Connolly on the third line. Three guys who collectively you need quite a bit more of here in this series. We think back to the run last year, all the secondary scoring, the Ehlers, the Smith-Pellies, etc. Burakovsky with his two goals in the Eastern Final, Game 7. I look at that third line, especially given, John, how thin the Hurricanes are starting to get. The lower down their depth chart you go, to me, we've been waiting for the Capitals' bottom six to come through. Let's see if tonight is that opportunity.
Yeah, Ben, I think that's the key tonight. I think that when you look at Svechnikov, for tonight anyway, there's a lot of noise here at practice that he may not be out very long at all. Perhaps he's even good to go for Game 5. Calvin DeHaan, I mean, Rod Brind'Amour was saying this morning he may be in the warm-up tonight. And if he is, I don't know that they're expecting him to play, but I think the expectation is that DeHaan is going to get back in. I don't think he's a game changer, but he's a very serviceable defenseman and somebody with some experience that not many of the other guys on this team have. So this is an opportunity. And when you have that, Lars Eller, we haven't seen much from. Brett Connolly, I thought, was close in game two to maybe breaking through, but nothing in game three. The whole thing about this team, when you talked about them at the beginning of the postseason, we talked about them at the end of the regular season. What is the argument for Washington to repeat? Well, they're better offensively than they were a year ago. You got seven guys with 20 or more goals during the regular season. This is when the big dogs got to eat. And Lars Eller, big dog. Brett Connolly, big dog. They're not eating. They got to be able to breakthrough and produce. And if they don't, well, then you're at a disadvantage. And now you've got guys on the other side that are contributing for Carolina. One of these days, Sebastian Aho is going to break through. And I think the Caps are fortunate to this point he hasn't. Teravainen hasn't showed me much. But they're Walmart has. And I think some of their other guys in their bottom six.
Fogel
for sure. But Washington can't survive on a top six alone, especially when, you know, they've had their sputters and struggles too. Third line, I think, is going to be the key tonight. You got to break through with those guys. If you do, you're going to win the game.
And again, without Svechnikov and without Ferland tonight, Hurricanes turning to rookie Saku Minalainen and also Patrick Brown, journeyman who last played an NHL game in 2017. We'll see again if it's something the Capitals can take advantage of lower down the depth chart. We'll leave you with this, John. Among the areas Capitals looking to improve on as well, handling that Carolina Hurricanes forecheck. They've come as advertised. They come in waves. Capitals have been caught in their own zone. The breakouts have been poor, and as a result, you get a game like we had the other night in Game 3 where the Capitals can't get anything going offensively. They just had so much trouble getting out of their own zone. How do you contain as best you can that Carolina Hurricanes relentless forecheck?
Well, and that, we talk about Connell in the third line being a key. They're not going to be a key if you can't get the puck out of your own end, and that is the key for tonight. Whether Orlov and Niskanen as a pair, or Jensen and Carlson as a pair, or how does Siegenthaler fare with Orpik, all of those need to be able to move the puck, make very quick decisions in their own end, find the forwards, find the seam, and get going. Because if you, that's what, I mean, you think back to last postseason, the Capitals did that seemingly every night throughout the run. That was their key to success, is they were able to generate more offensive chances than the other team, and they did it by that first quick pass out of the zone. And now suddenly Kuznetsov's got it at center, and he's moving on, and you know, the Ovechkin line, and you know, whether it's Backstrom's line, whatever. I mean, they got the puck moving. And we haven't seen that yet in this series. And, you know, it does make you wonder, and not to get all negative here, but the Michael Kempney injury is killing them right now. And if they're going to make a run, they've got to find a way to survive that. They've got personnel to do it. Nick Jensen's got to give more in puck decisions. John Carlson is a rock back there, but he can't do it himself. Orlov and Niskanen both were very good at doing that last year. They got to be good at it again. And, yeah, the speed of this team. The thing about Carolina is they're not overly physical, but right now they're just hammering the Caps in their own end. Beat that. Make good decisions on getting even to center ice. You get to the red line, and now you're getting more offensive chances. I mean, that was what was so frustrating the other night. It wasn't a fluke. The shots were 18-1 in the second period. Carolina could not have been more stifling, and the Caps couldn't move with it. Do that tonight. You have the better of the shot chances in this one. You're going to win the hockey game. There's no question in my mind that the Capitals have the better team once they're in the O-zone. But you got to get there first, and that's going to be what we're watching tonight.
And it's all connected. Once you get in that O-zone, you can use your physicality on those Carolina Hurricanes defensemen. Didn't see enough of that last game for the reasons we just covered. That's John Walton, Ben Raby here at PNC Arena, reminding you, puck drop tonight just past 7 o'clock on 106.7 The Fan, 1500 AM, and right here on Caps Radio 24/7 and the Caps mobile app.